Right now, we're going to spend some time talking about mindfulness in entrepreneurship. And joining us right now from Squad is Isa Watson. Isa, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about Squad before we get into the conversation.
Sure. Squad is a community technology platform that serves as a central repository for events and activities going on in a person's work community or non-work community. So on the work side, we work with companies like Walmart.com and SeatGeek and a lot of mid-market companies. And on the kind of non-work side, we work with a number of like fitness communities and publishing communities, just different communities that use our platform to have a very centralized kind of events and activities experience around their community.
All right. Interesting. So what's different about entrepreneurs versus the rest of the world in terms of maintaining some mindfulness?
I think that, you know, entrepreneurship, and I'm not saying that this doesn't exist in corporate America and other places, but it's you enter into this area where, you know, you're exposed to problems that arise in businesses every single day, all throughout the day. And, you know, I think one of the things I wrote in my entrepreneur article on entrepreneur.com is that, you know, being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like being in the middle of a natural disaster. And so the reality is that, you know, not only are you kind of dealing with a lot of, you know, just fires and issues, but you're actually more lonely than you are when you're kind of a normal employee. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs talk about the fact that, you know, they just kind of exist in this world alone, like hard talk to your spouse or your parents or your friends about different things that you kind of want to talk to them about when you maybe weren't an entrepreneur. And so I do think that kind of plays into the dynamic of why mindfulness is so important for entrepreneurs.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to there was some movie I was watching the other day where people were punching a time clock, you know, as a period piece. And it made me think about the fact that for many people, maybe most people these days, there is no such thing as a time clock anymore. You know, whether you're in the gig economy or whether you're an entrepreneur, you're on the job all the time.
Right. This is definitely true. Before founding Squad, we're based in New York City, I worked on Wall Street. You know, I was at JPMorgan Chase, climbed up the ladder really quickly there, and I felt like I worked all the time. But the reality is that I didn't have the level of like responsibility and accountability that I had as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so my first year or two as an entrepreneur, I was literally working around the clock. So I would work until 2 a.m. and I would get up at like 5 a.m. every day, which is actually just like insanely unhealthy. Yeah. And so my doctor was like, you need to chill out. Like, you know, you have a stress-induced stomach ulcer, you have all these other things. I gained weight. And I didn't really understand or know how to, you know, materially take care of myself as an entrepreneur, because I would literally wake up in the middle of the night thinking about this investor I need to talk to, or, you know, this issue that arrives, you know, in our database. And, you know, it's almost like nonstop. And I think the practice of mindfulness is really around the practice of not necessarily controlling your thoughts, but being mindful of how to navigate your thoughts and your mental states. And so that's you know, why it's so important for entrepreneurship, because you really just cannot turn off the obsession about your business.
So creating some focus in what can be kind of an unfocused, endless, I guess the term rat race comes up in the sense that, you know, somebody was feeling that way a long time ago and they coined that phrase. So take us through some of these things we can do, whether we're entrepreneurs or not, as far as trying to stay mindful.
Yeah, so I think that one of the things that I did, just from a practice perspective, and this everyone doesn't have to do this, but I actually got into meditation practice, and I go to meditation class 2 to 3 times a week now. But specifically around mindfulness, I wrote about 3 things in the entrepreneur.com article. The first one was gratitude. And I think that, you know, gratitude is actually one of the most centering ideas in the mindfulness practice, because as a founder or as an entrepreneur, it's really, really easy to get caught up with what everyone else has done. You know, if you're building a pizza shop, it's like, oh, Bob's Pizza down the road got, you know, they have so many more customers than us. Or me, for instance, we're venture capital backed. Most of our investors are in the Bay Area, and that comes with a lot of pressure. And you're like, oh, this other company that's adjacent raised like 10 times more money than us. And so the whole concept of gratitude, knowing that we are enough, and the concept of enoughness, I think is one of the things that it's really important for entrepreneurs to do when we're in this world of chaos and business and constantly looking at what others are doing.
How do you factor that in? Do you set some time aside? Do you put on your task list, you know, to stop and feel gratitude?
You know, it's funny. I actually have a life coach, and one of the things that we do is, well, she has a journal for me where every single day I write down in the journal one sentence, something I'm grateful for. So that ranges all the way from, like, I'm grateful for this particular person on my team who always has my back no matter what, all the way to I'm grateful for, you know, how far we've come in the last month, you know, in this particular product metric. And so I think kind of, you know, having that gratitude journal is what she calls it. If you just like do that for even a few weeks and you look back on it, you'll remember some of the things 10 days ago that you were grateful for that you have completely forgotten because your mind is so wrapped up in now.
Yeah. Not a bad idea at all. We're talking with Isa Watson, who's the CEO and founder of Squad by Invested and has written for Entrepreneur.com about ways to incorporate mindfulness into your entrepreneurial path. What next? After gratitude, then?
After gratitude, I wrote about generosity. And really thinking about making sure we're generous and setting an intention to be generous with empathy and compassion. Because the reality is that we talk about generosity in our society. We think money, we think time, I'm generous with my dollars, I donate, etc. But there, as an entrepreneur, because you're taking on so much stress all the time, one of the things that it's important to do is be self-aware of how your energy impacts the people around you. You know, I call entrepreneurs kind of like shock absorbers, you know, because there's so much that we have to deal with that we don't want our team necessarily exposed to. And so being generous with empathy and compassion with, you know, a lot of the hectic schedules and high stakes, that matters a lot because of the energy you're putting out into the world. And the energy you're putting out into the world into your team highly impacts, you know, the performance of your team and the morale of your company. And so generosity with empathy and compassion is one of those things that, you know, it's the second thing I wrote about. And the last point I'll mention about that is that, you know, entrepreneurs are incredibly resilient. And, you know, like I said, I'm not saying just entrepreneurs are resilient, but they're very resilient. And so I think that a lot of times we say, well, you know, I was able to handle that, so you should be able to handle that. Or I was able to, you know, absorb this, so you should be able to absorb it. And it's just kind of the wrong way to look at things, because most likely people that work for you cannot necessarily, you know, handle a lot of the things and pressures and stresses that you do. So that generosity piece is major.
Yeah. And I have to say, when I saw the headline generosity, I was thinking, you know, literal financial bonuses, fruit baskets and things. But you're talking about generosity of spirit.
Yeah, generosity of spirit, exactly.
Yeah, very good. And then thirdly, on our steps to mindfulness, this is the hard one.
Yeah, the third point I make is talking about letting go. One of the things that we're taught as founders, and I think, you know, women probably self-induce this on our, you know, bring this on ourselves a lot as well, is that we can't really show emotion or can't really ever, you know, break down or be upset. But the reality is that there's so much that happens throughout the course of days, throughout the course of a month or year, where, you know, it's upsetting or it's disappointing and we feel some type of way. And the one mindfulness practice here is the fact that, you know, generally speaking, I think when people have emotions that arise, they try to stomp them down. They say like, hey, you know, I'm not gonna be upset, I'm not gonna be angry, I'm not gonna cry. But the reality is that if you make a little bit of space for your emotions, just make a little bit of space for them, acknowledge them, they're here, you know, it allows you to let go of things much better. That way you don't go to sleep angry, you don't go to sleep upset, you don't go to sleep or even get to the next day and, you know, feel some type of issue or negativity about what it is, you know, you were upset about. And so I think letting go is like the outcome of, you know, being able to just kind of acknowledge that your emotions exist and give them space so that you can let go. And that's really important because we're going to have a lot of hiccups.
Mm. Yeah. I sometimes don't realize how much I'm carrying over, you know, from day to day, like the attitude I had about one particular thing rather than processing it, you know, just sort of, I'll think about that later. And it's not even conscious, but it's just happening. So there's this rollover effect. So by the time by the time something causes me to, you know, break down, as it were, and you know, either get mad or frustrated or goofy around it, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff there. Is that common?
Yeah, it is common.
Yeah.
It's definitely common.
Yeah. All right. I like the way you talk about feeling constantly behind entrepreneurial people, those who have a lot going on in their lives. You're doing a lot, but you're also not getting a lot done.
Yeah, you're doing a lot and you're not getting a lot done at the same time. But the reality is that's what that gratitude journal I mentioned is really interesting, because we're always in the moment. And, you know, I've had several members of my team where they're like, oh, I kind of like did a look back and had to explain to a new employee what we've done over the last 6 weeks. And like, actually, we've done a lot. We actually don't really like look back and acknowledge that, acknowledge what we have done. And so that's one of the things that's very beneficial if we can kind of like incorporate that a little bit more into what we do.
Yeah.
And also, like, again, from a tactical perspective, I did this my entire career and I still do it because I'm not great at it. But, you know, making sure our goals that we set every day are kind of bite-sized and that we can piece them off. Like, I'm notorious for like putting down 10 days worth of goals for a Tuesday, you know? And that actually makes us feel more behind.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever had the experience of, I do this periodically, like I've got to collect all my random notes and thoughts and make a to-do list, and then I sit down and do it, and when I'm done, it's so overwhelming, it's depressing.
Right, exactly.
It's supposed to feel better, not worse at that point. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. We've been talking here with Isa Watson, who, again, is the CEO and founder of Squad by Invested. The piece that she wrote for Entrepreneur.com is talking about mindfulness as an entrepreneur. And where can we find out more about Squad by Invested? What's the website for that?
Yeah, so our website is withyoursquad.com, or people can also follow us on Instagram and on Twitter with the handle @withyoursquad. So, yeah, we're always looking to engage with more people. I've been growing a lot. It's exciting.
Very interesting and useful stuff today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a great holiday season.